أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم. أحسب الناس أن يتركوا أن يقولوا آمنا وهم لا يفتنون. ولقد فتن الذين من قبلهم فليعلمن الله الذين صدقوا وليعلمن الكاذبين. صدق الله العظيم. These are the opening ayat of Surah Al-Ankabut. Al-Ankabut refers to the spider, and the surah was revealed to our Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the Makki period of his life, in other words, prior and before the hijrah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The previous surah, Surah Al-Qasas, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala described extensively the trials of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, and in it Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala consoled our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with regards to the hijrat and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's promise in the last part of the surah that, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will certainly return you to Makkah Mukarramah. Here in this surah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about the trials, the difficulties, the tribulations that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum had gone through in this Meccan period of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala also speaks about the very general rules which are in the early part of the surah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants iman, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will test man through his iman also. And then again Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, like the previous surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speak about the lives of other anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, the life of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam for 950 years. He invited towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, Hazrat Lut alayhi salatu wassalam, and then briefly Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentions other nations and other anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam. So in the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revolves around the discussion of these trials and tribulations, and then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala also speaks about the hijrat of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam with Hazrat Lut alayhi salatu wassalam very, very briefly. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala then ties this surah to the previous surah. So here at the very beginning of the surah, Allah says, Alif Lam Mim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam knows best its meaning. Ahasiban nas ayyutraku ayyakulu amanna wahum la yuftanun. Does mankind perceive, does mankind think that they will be left to say amanna, wahum la yuftanun, and they will not be tested? Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the words ayyakulu amanna, that they will be left, what do they think they will be left to say amanna, and they will not be tested. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in actual fact draws our attention to the fact that it is not about saying amanna only. It is not about the verbal expression of saying that I believe. It is not only about the verbal expression of the shahada, ashadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashadu anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh, or for that matter la ilaha illallah muhammadur rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The reality of this amanna is the reality of the heart, that iman in the heart of a person, and that iman of the heart in a person will be tested by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala from time to time, to see whether that iman is secured, to see whether that iman is deep rooted, to see whether that iman is appreciated, to see whether one will sacrifice for this iman, to see whether there is a commitment and a dedication that a person has or an individual has with regards to this iman. And because of that, a natural requisite comes about, and that is tests from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here in the very first surah, very first ayah of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarifies this, that this is not just a verbal expression but it is a commitment in the heart, it is a dedication that one should have, and this is in actual fact the reality of it. And then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala goes further and says, وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. Certainly we had tested those before them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's test on the people from before was of such a magnitude that Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam speak about it. Some of the commentators have stated that it was at times that the verses of the surah were revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when sahaba would find that now things have become very, very difficult. They would go to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they would request him to make dua against those people who are testing them, against the Quraysh of Makkah, the polytheist of Makkah. But then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would always console them. Like on one occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to them when they had made this approach that there was a person of the past who was made to sit down, and then a saw was brought, and because of the iman of that person, he was sawed from the top to the bottom, and his body was made into two halves. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam speaks about that person who a comb was brought, a huge comb of steel was brought, and then that comb was placed on his skin, and it was penetrating through his skin, it was being pulled down, and that was the test of his iman. So hence here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again clarifies this, that وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. Certainly we had tested those before them. فَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ. And certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows those who are truthful. That knowledge Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had always. But sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to show out to others also. And Allah ta'ala wants to show to ourselves also how truthful we are to our iman. That the slightest test would man turn away from his iman. When the test of iman comes, would man leave the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wa na'udhu billah. Allah ta'ala safeguard our iman. And Allah ta'ala may Allah not bring upon us those tests that we cannot bear. But this is the natural system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from before. Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam, Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam themselves had gone through this test. And hence we find our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam were tested the most. Then those who were closest to the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, thumma al-amthal, then those that are closer, fal-amthal, and then those who have more iman. And according to iman, and in proportion to iman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala test man, وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows who is a liar, that he has brought iman, he said he had brought iman, but iman hasn't gone into his heart. He is a munafiq, he is a liar. All those people Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows, and through these tests, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also show the falsehood of the iman. So in short and in brief, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here describes to us, and Allah reminds us of the very, very important aspect, that whilst verbal expression of the kalima also is a necessity, it is also part of our iman, but the real and true iman is that iman of the heart, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests an individual. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.